This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. She and I have the answers to the problems of the day. If you want to get answers to questions, they're right here. You'll find out. Seems like you have to stick around, though, to find the answers, because they're everywhere on the Good Day program. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world are good. The things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself apparently to have a super sensitive. She had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of the supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think this person, by the way, is a former doctor. Right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name. Right?
Yeah, and it seems almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though? What the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this
person
is pretty amazing,
had
isn't it. Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential. What this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? What is that? An olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that eating salmon?
Yeah, something like a sea bomb that's in the skin oils.
All right. So there we are with an interesting...
They're not sea bomb. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum,
right?
Yeah. Am I a doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronos and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves. This is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes you can, people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, hey, you're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. This is being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when they don't, when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body, as you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology. You don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Consciously, at least, yeah.
No, right, exactly, yeah. Subconsciously, obviously, your brain's telling your hand to move so you can put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make, most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently, the opportunity came for somebody, this guy's, a sophomore in high school, right? In Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore.
Very young.
Size 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10".
Uh-huh.
He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems, and nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order, and a pair costs over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him, just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And it, the whole thing went viral to the point where big name companies started donating shoes. And the problem is they can't donate him directly to this teen because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school, and then the school gifted it to the teen.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor, so apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they... Am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No clue.
I am. Okay, good. Well, that's refreshing. Mm. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this. They're eager to see how I get out of it, because I've just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which one?
The one that's that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? What's that? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh,
James.
Okay.
Oh, what? HR.
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good. Oh, we're cutting it off.
Can't do
that. We're cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airline? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun? Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat. Laura, next time from the pet show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A. Not the L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section. You probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery in Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat, or someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has four legs.
I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar,
yep,
from the first dog I ever lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. Yes. I have her on the night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte? Or a dog or a cat that it happens to me?
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing, thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrant, but the smell, the scent, maybe that's the better
word for it, that is part of, and you know what? It may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
I, you know, call me eccentric and get online, but I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wagging their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes I smile thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yeah.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She is so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time. Up in Cobleskill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that for cows, the cows I've had over the years, there's some I've been very close to, and I am now, and they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting all 5 American service members aboard a helicopter were killed when it crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea Friday night. According to U.S. European Command statement, a mishap occurred during a routine air refueling mission. The statement emphasized that the crash was related to a training exercise and that there was no indications of hostile activity. European command officials and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's statements initially conflicted on the timing of the incident, whether it was late Friday or early Saturday. The Pentagon cleared that up yesterday, saying it was late Friday. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is halting his presidential campaign. Scott made the announcement yesterday. He said he loves America more than he did when he started running, but when he returns to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And, he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the, robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said? The world talking about that. Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. The great Sikh cover-up.
Right.
No, but I get your point. But
yeah, we're gonna you've inspired me.
Yeah,
by Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about
get
that.
Rid
Let's
of
talk
it.
About the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant.
He's the gift
problem.
That keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop. But what's new? It's the same stuff. He does. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at that. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory. I'm just.
That's a great. You know, wait. Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That was a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told, she was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislow's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster
system,
homes.
Yeah.
System, yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, raised funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children, I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Max?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told
she cannot
do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. The parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do
what does what that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. So, anyway, I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
Kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. And now she's inspired others. She's now in the sixth grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. There and volunteers in the local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, but just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. They aren't, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself a head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Sweet. Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the ocean cleanup nonprofit. Ocean cleanup nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because it's worth the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across. There are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks.
Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software. Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
Throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get up. What's the matter with you? What are you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the hour, get ready for the weekend, and here to help you prepare for your weekend jobs, your assignments, you've been told to paint the garage. Well, Tommy's here to help you out as far as that can go. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit, home improvement radio program heard around the country, and a lot of the same stations that carry this program, the Money Pit radio program, the Money Pit podcast at your service, the Money Pit newsletter. Wow, so many sources of info. Plus, our listeners have questions. A lady named Sue wants to know if old paint expires. It depends on who you ask. With me, no. As long as it's not solid, I'll use it. But that may not be your.
Yours. So many of us have extra paint that from projects over the years. You know, yeah, I mean, you never go down to you never
send
never
it to me, Doug Steffen at Gmail. I'll take all old paint and use it around the farm. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
what else?
I do agree though. So here's the thing, Doug. You have oil paint and then you have latex paint, and they neither of them. I think if you ask manufacturers, they'd probably tell you somewhere in the area of 5 to 10 years. But if you preserve that paint in the can, it's not hard, like you say, then it actually is actually nothing wrong with it. I've used old paint frequently. But the key is this. It's how you store it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a trick of the trade. When you put the paint back in the can, when you're done with the paint can, you've got to clean out that rim. If you don't clean out that rim of the paint can, it won't seal. Secondly, when you open
it. And then you can't get it open when it hardens either, right?
Well, it's much harder, yeah. When you open the paint can the first time, take a screwdriver and poke some holes in the bottom of that rim. It helps it drain. A couple of taps all the way around. Yeah. I put like 4 or 5 holes in the rim when I open it up. And then last thing, this is the best trick. When you're closing all up, you clean the rim, store the paint can upside down on the shelf. because the paint will seal, will help seal any gaps that are in that rim. Any air gets in there on that rim. Turn it upside down, it's not going to get past it.
Bingo. All right, aren't you glad you're listening to this program, ladies and gentlemen? Who knew that? Even I, who are, have done home projects and farm projects and building projects around the clock, around the year, I never knew that. So there we go. Thank you, Tommy. That's very good. All right, I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Okay.
This week I had my insurance on my homes and buildings on the farm. I had it renewed. It's renewal time, and so I had the agent come. I didn't ask her to, but she came and was looking at the house and looking at the barns and looking at all the outbuildings and stuff. And so she looked at how much I had them insured for under the old policy. And she said, do you realize what will happen if these buildings are destroyed? You're going to get wiped out because you don't have enough coverage. Now, at first, I thought this was some insurance lady trying to sell me a bigger policy.
Right.
Yeah. But then I looked into it. And it doesn't cost that much more. I don't like insurance. I like betting on myself, frankly. But I thought in a practical sense, if I'm going to truly protect myself, it's only going to cost like a couple $300 more for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of better coverage. So we must get questions about this all the time, right?
So was it because the value was less, or was it because it was not didn't have replacement costs?
Both.
At head of the policy, yeah, okay.
Yep.
So we should talk about that. So, I mean, you've got to insure for the current value of the property, number one. And secondly, you've got to add an addendum for replacement costs, which basically means whatever it costs you to replace it, that's the amount of your coverage. And so if you don't have that, you are certainly at risk. But I do think it's a good idea to do exactly what you did, Doug. And fortunately, you found an agent that understood that. And a good agent can definitely save you money and can make sure you have the right policy.
Well, as we go around, this is one of the reasons I brought it up is because I saw the next episode of the Money Pit podcast is all about this. And so I was thinking about my experience. At first, I resisted this because I thought she was doing just what you just said. Let's get a little more money out of him and increase the policy. Well, you know what she did? She shifted coverage around for some of the automotive and the stuff on the farm, the tractors and equipment and stuff that I have. So she just shifted around. There was too much coverage. If there's, you know, I mean, you never hear an insurance agent say that, but there really was too much on certain things in the portfolio and not enough on others. So it ended up really not costing me any more money.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
Better. Yeah, right, exactly. So listen to this podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. You got a hot headline from the newsletter this week?
So talking about the insurance claims, we have a story, a new story called Six Tips for Filing Homeowners Insurance Claims on the website right now. So you've got all the details.
All right. So check that out. Again, it's the moneypit.com. That's where you find the radio program. Moneypit.com podcast. It's money.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.